More aggressive prostate cancers are diagnosed using MRI-guided biopsy than the traditional approach. A Johns Hopkins study led by Ballantyne Carter, a prostate cancer expert, has shown. Carter says the technique also overcomes some other problems.
One of the biggest problems is if you do a systematic biopsy, which was the old-fashioned way, and you didn't find cancer, we were always worried that we may have missed a prostate cancer, and then 50% of people over a five-year period would undergo a repeat biopsy. The other point about MRI, if a man has magnetic resonance imaging and the MRI doesn't show anything significant, there's over a 90% probability that person does not have a serious prostate cancer. So this is one way to reduce the number of biopsies that are being done unnecessarily.
Carter says the MRI-guided technique may help reduce some of the overdiagnosis and overtreatment criticisms that have plagued the field, and the technique is increasingly available nationwide. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.